out. It must be my age. I think I'll take a nap.
All day, people wandered past Wilbur's pen. Dozens and dozens of strangers stopped to stare at him and read the sign. And then they would go and look at the pig next door. Toward the end of the day...
Wow, here's a good-looking fella. Zuckerman's famous pig.
Look at his silky pink coat and his nice curly tail.
I think he's the finest pig we've seen today. I think I've heard of you. Aren't you that radiant pig who's supposed to be terrific?
He's not as big as this one here. This one's called Uncle. He's very big. In fact, he's gigantic.
And he seems to be very confident.
Oh, I think he'll win the blue ribbon, don't you?
I reckon. We'll mark Uncle for the spring pigs. Let's go look at the horses and see if we can pick the winner over there.
Oh, dear. Did you hear that, Charlotte?
Chin up, young friend. Those weren't the judges. They were merely the spectators. The judges, the ones who count.
Here's your order.
Well, I hope you brought a good one. It is the last word I shall ever write.
Charlotte, what do you mean?
Oh, Templeton, my eyes seem to be going. Having trouble reading this. What's that word?
Humble. H-U-M-B-L-E.
Humble has two meanings. Not proud and close to the ground. That's Wilbur, all right.
Well, I'm just satisfied. I'm not going to spend all my time delivering papers. I come to this fair to enjoy myself.
Oh, you've been very helpful, Templeton. You may run along now.
I'm going to make a night of it. The sheep was right. This fair is a rat's paradise. What eating? What drinking? So bye-bye, my humble Wilbur. Fare thee well, Charlotte, you old schemer. This will be a night to remember in a rat's life.
Charlotte? What did you mean when you said this would be your last word?
That's terrific. Good for you, Lurby.
Just lucky, that's all.
Hey, everybody, look what Lurby won.
What is it, Lurby?
A genuine Navajo blanket.
Well, congratulations.
I do wonder where Fern is. She'll be along.
Well, I suppose we ought to think about getting home.
Will the pig be okay?
Sure, Avery. They have night watchmen to look after the animals when the people leave.
He'll be fine, won't you, Wilbur?
Get lots of sleep, Wilbur. The judges come around first thing in the morning.
They may even get here before we do.
Look at the dolly one, everybody.
Well done, Fern. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
It's a lucky day today.
Let's just hope it's as lucky for Wilbur tomorrow. Come on, everyone. Let's load up.
Okay. I'll be thinking about you tonight, Wilbur. Good luck tomorrow. Sleep well.
Fern, I've been worried. Where were you?
I met Henry Fussy, and he invited me to ride with him on the Ferris wheel.
Henry Fussy?
He even bought a ticket for me.
Oh, my, my.
One time we stopped at the very top. I pretended I was scared, and Henry pretended he wasn't.
Oh, my, my.
Well, I'd better be getting to work.
Is this really going to be your last word, Charlotte?
I think so. I don't have much strength left. And tonight I have another job to do.
Was it something for me?
No, it's something for me for a change.
Well, please tell me what it is.
I'll show you in the morning.
What's that?
It's the fireworks. They are an important part of the fair.
This is the first night I've ever spent away from home. I'm glad you're with me, Charlotte. I never feel lonely when you're near.
Thank you. That's what a friend likes to hear.
Charlotte?
Yes?
Even if I don't win the blue ribbon, and the worst happens, I will never forget you.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Now, go to sleep.
Good night.
Good night, Wilbur. Oh, I'm even more exhausted than I thought. But this has to be done. It will be dawn before long, and the judges will be making their rounds pretty soon. Oh, now, first, the web. Touch. Descend. The outline. Over to the right. Easy now.
Thank you.
And tie it off.